And now on Radio 4, it's time once again to join the show business legend, raconteur, after-dinner speaker, and now restaurateur, Count Arthur Strong. One of the very few restaurateurs to currently have three Michelin tyres on his car, Count Arthur says that as soon as his repeat money for Juliet Bravo has come in, he intends to have the front passenger side remould replaced as well. Join him now for this week's instalment of
Count Arthur Strong's Radio Show.
We say buenos dias until around 2 p.m. After that, it's more useful to say buenas tardes.
What? Hey, who's that? I've got an umbrella. I've got a gun, I mean. I've got a gun. Don't make me put it up. I mean, shoot it. Oh, you know what I mean. I've got a gun. Don't make me shoot it. It's bad luck indoors. Oh, it's that bloody teach-yourself foreign Spanish tape, isn't it?
Adios, hasta luego.
I think that's enough for this morning. Not going to Spain till this afternoon, so there's plenty of time to learn the language. I'll do some on the plane. Right, I'd better get on with a bit of packing then, hadn't I? No, socks. Let's see, how many pairs should I take? Well, they'll have a washing machine out there, won't they? So I'll take two pairs, just in case I have an accident on the way. Well, I'd better take two pairs of underpants as well in that case. I mean, I am an optimist by nature, but you never know. I'd better take two of everything then, I suppose, hadn't I? Apart from suitcases. Not going to take two suitcases. That would be bordering on futile. One of them would be empty, and I'd be the muggins carrying it. I'm not carting an empty suitcase halfway round the world, you know? So you can forget that. You must think I'm an idiot. Oh, sod it. Let's get out and have a bit of breakfast before I go and explore my foreign parts.
Morning, Arthur.
Hasta la vista, baby!
Doesn't that mean goodbye?
Does it? Well, I wish I hadn't learned that now. I won't need that till I leave to come back, will I?
Hola, is hello.
Is it? Hola. Hola. Hello. Oh, it's practically the same. It's hardly worth learning that. Hola. Hello. 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 Oh, see? I mean, if you're going to have a foreign language, you might as well make it as foreign as possible. Like Russian or Welsh.
Yeah, you might have a point. You all packed then?
Yes, just about. I'm taking two of everything, except suitcases, obviously, as I've already agreed with myself earlier.
What kind of a place is it you're going to be running?
Well, my pal Freddy, you know, the one that's dying. Well, he's not dying, but he might when he goes under the knife. You never know your luck, do you? Anyway, he's been running it as a karaoke bar, but I've got my own ideas on that front. I'm going to bring live entertainment to Spain, starting with you-know-who.
Who?
Have a guess.
I don't know.
I'll give you a clue. Whistle Colonel Bogey to yourself.
What, now?
Yes, hurry up. Do you know who it is now?
Alec Guinness?
No.
William Holden?
No.
Jack Hawkins?
No.
Bernard Horsfall?
No.
Sesui Hakiawa?
No. Oh. Point at me and say you.
You?
Right, first time, Jerry. It's oblivious when you think about it, isn't it? I'll be packing them in when word gets out.
It won't be the same here without you, Arthur. How long are you gone for?
Well, it depends how long it takes Freddy to recuperate. If he survives the operation, that is. There's no guarantees. I have suggested to him to expect the worst as an act of kindness. Must be very comforting to know if he dies, his bar is in my two good, capable hands of mine I have. Could be the last you see of me, Jerry, if I'm a big success out there and Freddy does actually die. Fingers crossed, God forbid.
Well, what are you having then, Arthur, on the house this morning? Little farewell present.
Oh, thank you very much, Jerry. I'm very touched by that. I'll tell you what I'll have with you. I'll have a full English. I'll have the fullest English you've got. Hey, this will be my last full English on terra firmest before I go to foreign parts, because I won't be able to get one over there, will I? It'll be all risotto and alphabetti spaghetti over there. Parmesan, which I can't stand. Ooh, I put a lump in a sandwich once. You can't chew it, can you? Just stays there all the time. It's like bloody candle wax. Not that I've chewed a candle. I've lit one, obviously. That's what nature makes them for. I mean, if you did chew candles, you'd only live to regret it in a power cut when you were looking for one. Walking into walls in the dark because you'd eaten all your candles. Basic health and safety, isn't it? Never eat a light source. Hey, now, I'll tell you something. It would probably make quite an efficient candle if you could put a wick in some Parmesan. That could be quite a lucrative sideline. Dual-purpose candle-stroke-cheese. I wonder what Spanish is for candle-stroke-cheese. Do you know?
No, I'm afraid not.
Well, I might learn that this afternoon. Right, anyway, I'm going to take the weight off, Jerry. I've got a long day ahead of me. Hola!
Morning.
Did you think I said hello in English then, Sally?
Yes.
I thought so. Would you be surprised if I hadn't?
Yes.
There we are. Hey, I tell you what. Languages would be a lot easier to learn if we just made a series of noises, wouldn't it? Hey, much easier. Then everybody in the world could make the same noises.
Isn't that what language is anyway? A series of noises?
Yes, but I'm talking about everybody making the same noises. Then we wouldn't have to learn one.
Well, you would. Everybody in the world would have to learn the same series of noises.
I wouldn't. It would be my language. I would have the morning off, wouldn't I?
And what would it be called?
Arthurish. After its inventor, me.
So what would the word for table be?
Bladder.
What about chair?
Clara.
What about she sat on a chair with her elbows on the table?
Oh, now you're just being stupid. Why would anyone in the right mind want to say that? You know, what you forget about me, Sally, is that I'm an ideas man, a free thinker. I'm not egg-bound by conviction. It's for other people to take my ideas forward. You mark my words. One day, everybody will be speaking arthritis.
I can't wait. Are you all ready for the off, then?
Just about.
I was very surprised when you said you were going to Spain.
Why?
Well, when I was looking at those holiday brochures the other day, you said you wouldn't be seen dead there. You said it was the Costa del crime.
Oh, well, now then, that wasn't my fault, that. They've got that wrong. Because when I looked at a map of Spain, it's not called the Costa del crime at all. It's called the Costa del coffee. So, I don't know who started that, Mrs. Nomer, but it wasn't me. I was only repeating what I'd heard someone repeat. So, don't shoot the messenger pigeon. There's not a court in the land would convict me on that basis. And if they tried, I'd plead habeas corpus. I know all the tricks I do.
You should do the amount of time you spend in the Citizens Advice Bureau.
I would have made a good lawyer myself, you know. They all told me that, all of them. Yes, the law courts lost a fine avocado when I decided to grace the stage with my considerable presence. Here, you know, I once wrote a thing for television of an idea I had for a show for me because of my love for the law of the land. I was a maverick justice of the peace in it. I played by my own rules, but I got results. I had a collection of vintage cars and a wine cellar full of fine wine. And I had a string of glamorous girlfriends. And for my hobby, I drove a Formula One racing car and I won the Isle of Man TT in it. And I was a chess champion, and I could sword fence, and I did a 147 at snooker, and I had a big dog.
You wrote it?
Well, I didn't write the whole thing. I'm not stupid, giving all my ideas away for nothing. I wrote a scene for them so they could get the feel for it. What we call a taster scene in the business, where I was relaxing in my mansion and unwinding after the end of a difficult court case with a crate of vintage wine and 2 pints of snake bite and some nuts, Brazil nuts, I think it was. I'd have to check the script on that. It was definitely a salted snack of some sort. It won't have been Quavers, because I don't like those. Or Ringo's, because they hadn't been invented when I wrote it.
What was it called?
Methuselah.
Methuselah?
Yes. I was the hippopotamus Anthony Methuselah, JP. Because that's the next one up from a Magnum, you know. And it would have been twice as good as bloody Magnum was. Eh? Or any so-called premium ice creams. £1.90 for a choc ice on a stick. That could have been the first episode. Methuselah versus the expensive lollies.
They obviously decided not to make it then.
I didn't hear a word back from them, Sally. Didn't even acknowledge receipt. What kind of way to do business is that? That could have made the BBC, that series, with me doing it. That's why I watch them all, you know, the courtroom shows, just in case I see my scene on there. And if I ever do, they'll be in trouble. I shall see them in a courtroom. Hey, how's this for an idea? I could make a documentary about me suing them, couldn't I? Sell it to them.
Do you really think they'd buy a documentary about someone suing them, made by the one that's suing them?
They shouldn't have stolen my idea, then. They can't have it both ways. You reap what you sow. They sowed me, and now they'll have to reap me. If they don't like the heat, they can get off the mantelpiece and not poke the fire in me eye.
Anyway, I hope you'll have a very nice time out there.
I'm going out there to work, Sally, not have a nice time. As far as I'm concerned, I've been employed to turn the wagon wheel around.
Is that what it's called? The wagon wheel?
It is at the moment. I might change it. I have had some thoughts on that front. Count Arthur Strong's London Palladium and Carvery by the Sea in Spain. That has a nice ring to it.
What, this friend of yours don't mind if you change the name of his bar?
That's right, Sally. I have been given Café Noir to do as I please. That means a free hand if you're puzzled.
No, it doesn't. It means black coffee.
All right, clever Dick. I've been given black coffee to do as I please. What difference does it make? Here, you don't know the Spanish for candle stroke cheese, do you?
Candle stroke cheese?
Oh, never mind. I tell you something, the sooner everyone's speaking Arthur Askian, the better, as far as I'm concerned. So, you all right for giving me a lift to the airport then, Wilf?
Yep, David will be back from the abattoir at 1. That gives me plenty of time to get changed and get over to you.
Good. I wonder if I should buy a bit of meat to take over there with me.
What, to Spain?
Yes.
Are you sure that's a good idea?
Yes.
Taking meat on the plane?
I'm only talking about half a pound of kidneys or something. To get me started over there.
Yeah, but on the plane?
What do you keep saying that for? It's only half a pound of kidneys. I'll put them in some Tupperware. It's not as though I'm going to put them in my back pocket and forget about them again, like when I went to see Schindler's List. I woke up at the end of it and wondered what I'd done.
Hello, Arthur. Sally said you'd be in here. I didn't want to miss you before you went.
Went where?
Well, to Spain.
Oh, no, I haven't gone there yet. I'm getting some meat to take with me.
What, to Spain?
Yes.
On the aeroplane?
Yes, on the bloody aeroplane. What's up with you? I've had all this with Wilf. I'll put it in Tupperware. I'm talking about a few kidneys, not half a bloody pig. Ooh, mind you, I could probably get half a pig in the overhead locker, couldn't I? Oh, you've got me thinking now.
Oh, well, I just wanted to catch you before you went to say bon voyage.
Why?
Why what?
Why do you want to say that? It makes no sense.
It means have a good journey in French.
Well, don't start talking to me in French for crying out loud. My head's full enough of Spanish and Arthurish as it is.
What's Arthurish?
It's an exciting new tongue I'm playing around with. It will simplify speaking for the whole world. Once I've plotted the basics, my modules will be used internationally. Now, Wilf, give me half a pound of your finest kidneys and wrap them up well, because they pressurise their aeroplanes, you know. Don't want my kidneys oozing out mid-flight.
There you go then, Arthur. Send us a postcard, won't you?
Yes, I will, Wilf. I've got them in my bag.
What, postcards?
Yes, I'm not buying them over there. They'll all be marked up, won't they, for the tourists? It's a little trick of mine.
Are they of Spain?
No, they're of civic buildings of Rotherham. Here, I'll show you. Look, that's a good one. Rotherham Town Hall before they cleaned it. I've had them years. I knew they'd come in handy if I ever went to Spain. In fact, I'll give you yours now and save on the stamp. Oh, here, hang on. I'll give you the other four as well. That's Jack at the shoulder, Sally, Jerry and Jeff. It doesn't matter which one you pick. They're all the same.
You've written them all?
Yes, I did them last night. Oh, there's no spots on me. If you want to personalise it, just write your name on it where I've left it blank. Blimey, it's like a bloody shopping centre here, never mind an airport. Where do they have the planes, then?
Oh, you've got to check your luggage in over there and then go through that barrier.
Well, they don't make it easy, do they? When I went to Volendam, we got straight on the Dakota. There was none of this knickers shops.
Yeah, do you want me to stop and make sure you're all right?
No, I don't, thank you, Wilf. I'm a seasoned traveller, I am. The day I can't find my way onto an aeroplane is the day I pack it all in and jet off on an aeroplane. If I can find my way onto it. Cues for this, cues for that. It's a nightmare, is this? And that?
Yeah, tell me about it.
I am telling you about it. That's exactly what I am doing. It was never like this when I flew to Volendam.
Where's that?
I don't know, but it wasn't a nightmare and I flew there. I know that. Ah, here we are.
Sorry to keep you waiting. Could you put your bag on the rollers? Did you pack your suitcase yourself?
No, my team of robot butlers packed it. Did I pack my suitcase myself? Of course I packed it myself.
We have to ask.
Why?
In case someone else packed it and you don't know what's in it.
Why would I get on an aeroplane with a suitcase when I didn't know what was in it?
I'm not saying that you are.
Well, that's what it sounds like. You'll be asking me next if I dress myself.
No, I won't.
Yes, you will. You want to be careful what you're incinerating.
Could you put your bag on the belt, sir?
Where's that going now? That's my hand luggage, that, you know.
Don't worry about that, sir. It'll be waiting for you on the other side. Are you wearing anything made of metal, sir?
I may or may not be wearing suspenders on my ankle stockings. Why, what's it got to do with you?
Would you walk through the screen, please?
Hey, this isn't one of those things that takes a picture of you without your clothes on and sends it to the internet, is it? Because I've read about these. I don't want all you lot commenting on my vital statistics, pinning me to the wall and throwing darts at me, scoring highly every time someone strikes my private.
You've no need to worry about that, sir.
Because if a risque photograph of me got out, it would cause an uproar in the popular press, being who I am. They'd be clamouring for it. We'd be changing hands for a small fortune on the black market. I'd have to hire Max Clifford to look after me and sue everyone. Oh, in fact, can I have a couple of copies of that, do you think? You never know.
I'm afraid we can't do that. The images will be deleted.
Yes, well, if I open the Weekly Advertiser and see myself splashed all over page 3, you will be receiving a visit from Max Bygraves.
Hello, welcome aboard. Do you have your boarding card?
Oh, yes, I have got it, but I've got my hands full, haven't I? I'm in B33. I've memorised it.
Oh, well, right. It's towards the rear on the right-hand side.
Thank you. Oh, here. You haven't got a fridge, have you? For my kidneys.
I beg your pardon?
Oh, never mind. It's only a 3-hour flight, isn't it? I'll sit with my kidneys on my knee. As you were. Coming through. Mind you, Max. Thank you. Shift yourself, will you? You can put that in when I've gone past, can't you? Never mind blocking my passage up.
Dear, oh dear.
Oh, I'm sitting next to you.
What?
It's not what, it's pardon.
Oh, pardon.
Pardon what?
I don't know.
Oh, listen, I'm sitting next to you. Can you move that thing, whatever it is?
It's rangy.
What's that when it's at home?
An orangutan.
Is it? I thought they were bigger than that. Anyway, do you mind doing something with it? I don't like the way it's looking at me.
Give Rangy to me. Sorry about that. He takes it everywhere.
Oh, it's all right. I used to be like that when I was his age, with a shoe.
A shoe?
Bless you. Yes, I used to take it everywhere. One of my mother's, emerald green patent with a 2.5-inch heel. Margaret, it was called. I drew eyes on the front with some shoe whitener. Oh, we had some times together. Of course we had our fallouts. Of course we did. Of course we did. It was only natural. But we always made up. She had a twin sister who I never got on with.
Really?
A shoe's not a toy.
Listen, we had to make do with what we had in those days. Wasn't like today with all your snakes and ladders and Ludo and space impalers. I became very attached to that shoe. When will the drinks trolley be coming round? Do you know?
No.
Fat lot of good you are. Oh, dear. Are we nearly there yet? It's very dehydrating being at this height above sea level. If I come out in lumps, they'll know about it. Some people swell up tremendously when they're flying. Some of them treble in size. Oh, yes. What's that you've got there, then?
Digital camera.
Is it? Oh, you don't want one of those. What you want is one like I've got in my bag, a disposable one. Oh, yes, the much better disposable ones are.
What does it do?
Well, you can take 12 photographs on it of anything, anything you like, and then when you've done that, you can sling it away. And something about your carbon footprints, I believe, as well. It's either bad for them or good for them, I forget which.
You can take thousands of pictures on my camera.
Ooh, can you? Well, I bet you can't throw it away as easily as mine.
I don't want to throw it away.
There you are, then. I rest my staircase. If you can't throw it away, it must be rubbish.
Sorry, is he annoying you?
Yes, he is, actually.
I wasn't talking to you.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're now beginning our descent. Because I ask you to make sure all seats are in the upright position and all your seat belts are fastened.
Oh, here we are, the most dangerous bit coming up, the landing. If we survive this, we'll be all right. Right, let's try some of my French out. Oh, the bloody Geoffrey. Spanish, I mean. This will get me through customs. Viva España. España, por favor. Uno peloni blanket.
Spanish?
Aha, right, first time.
Why do you speak Spanish?
Because it's what you speak, isn't it? And you know what they say, when in Rome, do as the Romans do.
They don't speak Spanish in Rome, they speak Italian.
I know they speak Italian in Rome, I know that. It's a figure of speech. When in Rome, do as the Romans do. It means speak Spanish when you're in Spain.
Yes, but you're in Greece.
Me? In Greece? I can't believe it. The John Travolta part. Summer loving happens so fast. Oh, bugger the wagon wheel.
No, no, no. Greece, the country.
Oh, no, no, no. You've got that wrong. This is Spain. I've just flew here on an aeroplane. I've come to run the wagon wheel. It's a karaoke bar. You must have heard of it.
A what?
You know, karaoke, where people get drunk and sing agadoo.
No, I don't understand you.
Agadoo, doo, doo, push pineapples up a tree. Do you not understand plain English?
Why push pineapples up a tree?
It's a song. That's what they do in the song. I don't know why they do it. They must have their reasons.
Listen, I think you have too much to drink on the flight, my friend.
I didn't have anything to bloody drink on the flight. You had to buy it. It's a scandal. And they tried to charge me for going to the lavatory. I said, right, I'll do it right here in the aisle, shall I? Eh? Like Gerard Depardieu's did, eh? Because that's what you're encouraging. I said, I've never heard anything like it. I said, I'll bring a bucket of sand next time I come. Cut price bloody airlines.
Again, I don't understand you.
Look, I'm the new future owner, all being well, of the wagon wheel. You must have been there. Oh, and if you haven't, perhaps you'd consider having your next works outing there. Whatever quote you've had, I'll undercut it by 100%.
Could I see your ticket?
Oh, for crying out loud. Everyone else is just walking through. What are you picking on me for? I'm the inventor of candle stroke cheese.
You have to come with me. Somehow you have got on the wrong plane.
I did not get on the wrong plane, I assure you. If this isn't Spain, that's not my fault. It'll be your pilots come to the wrong place. That's what's happened here. I have an excellent sense of direction. I've got badges for it on my other jumper. Oi, get off me arm, you. What do you think you're doing, manhandling me?
Stay calm, please.
Stay calm? I'll give you stay calm. As a subject of Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth I, I demand to see the British consulate.
Very quiet in here tonight, isn't it, Jack?
Oh, yes.
It's lovely. I can just sit quietly and read my book.
All right, Jack.
Arthur, what can I get? Wait a minute, I thought you were in Spain.
That makes two of us.
What are you doing here?
The bloody pilot hijacked me to the wrong country, didn't he? The try to crack on it was my fault, but as I said to them, it clearly said Spain on my ticket. So, you know, how can that be my fault?
What are you going to do then?
I'm going back on Friday. Freddy's sending me another ticket. What are you smirking at?
Nothing. Do you want a drink?
Yes, I do. And get me a bag of crisps as well. I'm starving. They confiscated my offal. I stepped off that plane and they whipped me meat out without so much as a bio leave. Right now, some customs official's family will be feasting on my kidneys.
Well, I tell you what. You go and find a blarra and sit down on a clara and I'll bring them over.
What? Oh, very funny. I'll tell you something. If everybody spoke Arthur Slavian, I'd be in bloody Spain now.
Appearing with Count Arthur Strong were Mel Gedroych, Alistair Kerr and Dave Manfield. The script was written by Steve Delaney and edited by Graham Duff. Count Arthur Strong's radio show was recorded live at Comedia Brighton, is produced by John Leonard and is a joint Comedia Entertainment and Smooth Operations production.